Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The gospel is applied law. This is less than 2 minutes. The gospel, that smoking gun content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is the authority on Jesus. It is said, a picture is worth a thousand words. In the gospel, you see the authority applying the law and the sacred word in the case concerning Jesus. In the gospel, you see pictures of the application of the law. The gospel is law. The gospel shows the law in operation. The gospel is applied law. The gospel, that smoking gun content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, gives us both the revelation and the appearing of Jesus, who is called Christ. The gospel shows Jesus being tried for cursing his God, working on the Sabbath day, and taking the name of his God in vain. Each of those three charges carries the death penalty. The gospel shows Jesus to be found guilty as charged and sentenced to death. The gospel shows Jesus being put to death as the law required for sins he himself committed. The gospel shows Jesus dying as a result of his own sin. The gospel shows the body of Jesus being laid temporarily in a nearby sepulcher. Back-to-back lies attributed to the character Paul. This is about 3 minutes in length. Count with me as I articulate back-to-back lies attributed to the character Paul. The text, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 10. 1. Christ died for our sins. 2. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. 3. And that he was buried. 4. And that he rose. 5. And that he rose again. 6. And that he rose again the third day. 7. And that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 8. And that he was seen of Cephas. 9. Then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once. 11. Of whom the greater part remain unto this present. 12. But some are fallen asleep. 13. After that, he was seen of James. 14, then of all the apostles. 15, and last of all, he was seen of me, that is, Paul, also. 16, by the grace of God, I, Paul, am what I am. In exhibit number 16, Paul blames God for what he himself Paul is. I ask you, what is Paul? Two more lies within close proximity of the 16 and attributed to the character Paul are in 1 Corinthians 15, 20. So let's make them numbers 17 and 18. Lie number 17. But now is Christ risen from the dead. And lie number 18. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. In those 18 exhibits, you have a picture, a word picture of Paul mouthing off 16 back-to-back lies with two more in close proximity. A picture is worth a thousand words. What do those 18 exhibits tell you about the character Paul? Those 18 exhibits tell me and you, if you will hear it, that the character Paul is in the role of a liar. No doubt about it. Paul is a liar. The Christian church holds Paul in high esteem. Like Paul, the Christian church tells and preaches lies. Question. What I do to be saved, part one. This is about 4 minutes in length. Acts 16:30. The question. What must I do to be saved? What kind of question is it? Is it legal, a religious question, or something else? What is the context of the question? What is the party asking the question seeking? What is this being saved and being saved from what? First question and answer. What kind of question is it? Answer. The question is a legal one. It has nothing to do with religion and all to do with the law. I have said many times before that the AV Bible is a law book. It is not a religious book at all. It is a law book through and through. All the weighty matters in the Bible are matters of law. Second question, what is the context of the question? In the story concerning Jesus and his disciples, the government has conducted an investigation into allegations of serious offenses being committed by certain workers of iniquity, among whom are Jesus, who is called Christ, the disciples of this Jesus, and one Saul, whose name was changed to Paul. So there is a crackdown on the workers of iniquity in Israel. The results of the investigation led to Jesus, his disciples, and Paul being charged, apprehended, and brought to trial. The question, what must I do to be saved, one of law, and its character is that of copying a plea. So the party, or defendant, if you will, is seeking a deal. Question and answer. What is this being saved and being saved from what? Answer. It is being saved in a legal sense. Being saved is an allusion to being saved from a possible or certain conviction or penalty or judgment or condition or end. It is apparent in the original question, what must I do to be saved? And I will refer to it, the original question, by the letters OQ. The party or defendant is interested in saving himself or herself from some possible or certain conviction, penalty, judgment, condition, or end. Remember, OQ stands for the original question, which is, what must I do to be saved? The OQ is one that a defendant, as in a criminal law case, may ask his or her attorney, or ultimately the prosecutor. For instance, a client may ask his or her attorney, what do I have to do to get a lesser charge? Or what are my options? Or what can I do in order to get a lighter sentence? What can I do in order to escape the death penalty? Those questions are related to the OQ. Those four questions and the OQ have a commonality. They are all seeking something in order to avoid or escape something else. Next. The OQ and the matter at hand. Acts 16:30, the OQ, what must I do to be saved? I ask, the question have relevance? Or two, is the question connected to the matter at hand? And three, what is the matter at hand? Four, at what point do the question and the matter at hand connect? I will start with the third question, is the matter at hand? The matter at hand is one I have been dealing with for some time now. It is a matter which concerns you, the living. It is a matter concerning you and your faith, which is Christianity. And it is a matter which concerns the gospel, concerning Jesus, who is called Christ. This is the matter at hand. You, your faith, and the gospel concerning Jesus. Remember what I have said about the gospel? Remember, one, I have identified the gospel of Jesus as that smoking gun, which is the content of the four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Two, remember I have said that the appearing of Jesus takes place in the gospel. Jesus appears in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Three, remember I have said that Jesus is revealed at the gospel scene. The sight of the smoking gun of the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Four, remember I have said the authors give us in the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all we need to know about Jesus. The gospel equips us with the knowledge wherewith we can sagaciously and successfully deal with the things which come up after the gospel, that is, things in the books that follow the book of John, such as Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, and on. 5. Remember that in the gospel, Jesus is revealed as being a deliberate lawbreaker and law-hater, liar, and blasphemer who was eventually caught by the authorities, tried, found guilty of cursing his God, taking the name of the Lord his God in vain, and working on the Sabbath day. Each of those three sins called for the death penalty, resulting in Jesus being put to death for his own sin as the law required. That is the gospel truth about Jesus. Those are things the authors want all of you to know about the character Jesus. 6. Remember that in Christianity, the Christian church teaches differently concerning Jesus. It's like they have a whole other book they are coming from. The Christian church teaches Jesus was righteous. It teaches Jesus was not a sinner. The Christian church teaches Jesus died for your sins or our sins. It teaches that the character Jesus rose from the dead, and we're talking about things the Christian church teaches. The Christian church teaches a Jesus that is contrary and unlike the revelation of Jesus of the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 7. Remember, I have told you that the Christian church, Christianity, teaches lies, and its lies are easily seen once they are pointed out. This is noteworthy. The Christian church does neither preach nor teach the gospel of Jesus according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The availability of salvation. This is about 4.5 minutes. The Christian church has deceived many people. It thrives on deceit. The Christian ministers, preachers, popes, pastors, Bible teachers are all deceitful ministers of unrighteousness. They are all workers of iniquity, operating under false pretenses. That is criminal behavior. You may be one the Christian church has deceived. It is possible that your family members have also been deceived by the Christian church. Remember, I have said before that the people need to be saved from the Christian church, Christianity, and that is true. The people need to be saved from religion. Christianity is an evil religion. You may be wondering, what must you do to be saved from the Christian church? It's lies, it's fraud, it's deceit, it's evil. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, therein is the relevance of the OQ, what must I do to be saved? And herein is its clarification. What must I do to be saved from Christianity, the religion and stronghold of the Gentiles? In that clarification, you see the connection, the relevance of the written word to the living. Also, it becomes very clear that the OQ is concerned with salvation. It's all about salvation, legal salvation. The OQ and its clarification asked the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, what must you do to obtain the salvation of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. In response, these are the things you should do. Mark 1:15, repent ye and believe the gospel. 2, Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted. Listen to me. 3, Psalm 34:14, depart from evil, the evil of the Christian faith, the evil of Christianity. 4, Proverbs 9:6, forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gives the understanding to you. The AV Bible commands a separation of black people from Christianity. It is written, some shall depart from the faith of Christianity, that of the Christian church, the faith of Jesus. I say to you on the basis of Revelation 18:4 and 1 Corinthians 6:17, come out of her, the Christian church, my people, that you be not partakers of her, the Christian church's things. Come out of the Christian church, depart from Christianity, that you be not partakers of her sins. Wherefore, come out from among them, listen carefully, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and I, the Lord, will receive you. You are directed and commanded to depart from Christianity and turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Listen, it is written in Hosea 12:6, therefore, turn thou to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Have confidence in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. That is the way of salvation. That is what you must do in order to be saved from the power and hand of your enemy, the Gentiles. Your salvation is now possible through the work of your Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. This is the day of salvation. You should have a good and profound understanding of the OQ, the original question, which is, what must I do to be saved? And the clarification of the OQ, that is to say, what must I do to be saved from Christianity, the stronghold of the enemy, the Gentiles? We covered quite a bit of ground in this episode. There are some points, since we have a little bit of time, I would like to speak on. Remember where I said, when I said the AV Bible commands a separation. People, this is real. My teaching is real. My teaching shows many, many things that the Christian church does not teach, although these things are in the Bible. And the things that the Christian church does teach, Christian church, remember, teaches lies, lies, lies. It does not teach the truth. Teaching the truth is not its objective. That is not the objective of the Christian church. But back to the separation. Are you afraid to obey my teaching? Are you afraid to depart from Christianity? Now, if you do not come to the Lord or join the Lord your God, Tommy, your heart, what does that say? Are you straddling the fence? There are no fence walkers. You are either on one side or the other. You're either on the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's side. And if you are on the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's side, you are on the side of the Authorized Version Bible. Or you are on the side of your enemy, the Gentiles. Remember them who took everything away from you? The Gentiles who operate now, many of them under the alias of white people. They took everything from you. They destroyed you. You know nothing about your past going back to the enslavement era. As for as much as you know, your history starts with the enslavement era, because that's what the Gentiles teach about black people in their history. They teach black people were slaves. And you know nothing going back beyond that. They destroyed you. They destroyed your past. You don't have a past. The only past you have is that of being enslaved by the Gentiles, alias white people. They destroyed us. If you have no past, it is as though you were not present. It is as though you were not on the earth at that time, or before that time, before the time of your enslavement. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. The Bible, I have found to be black people's friend, intentionally written for the purpose of bringing black people to their God, for the purpose of black people leaving Christianity, which was originally forced upon black people by their Gentile enslavers. The availability of salvation. What must you do to be saved? You should know what you should do. I articulated it to you. Depart from the Christian church. That is not enough. That does not constitute salvation, just to depart from the Christian church. Salvation is to depart from the Christian church, be separate, and that you turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You join forces with the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. That's salvation. Anything less than that is not salvation. You are still tied to your enemy, the Gentiles. Are you afraid to obey the Bible? You should know well now, by my teaching, through my teaching, that the Christian church teaches lies. I pointed out 16 back-to-back lies by the character Paul, followed by two more in close proximity, making a total of 18 lies, 16 back-to-back, but a grand total of 18 lies by the character of Paul. Remember, the Bible is a law book. I've said before, the New Testament is like a test of that which is in the Old Testament. I'm supposed to find out that Paul is a liar. That's why things are written. It's written for the purpose of being found out. And the Christian church teaches the lies. That's a shame. You thought, as many have thought, the Christian church was a good outfit. There is nothing good about the Christian church. It teaches lies. It deceives people. And seeks to keep you from the knowledge of the truth. The Christian church fights against Authorized Version Bible, and it fights against God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. It teaches a Jesus contrary to the Jesus that is set forth in the gospel, that smoking gun content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Depart, I say to you, from Christianity. Depart, and be ye separate, and turn now to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. And receive